You tuned into the Dave and Ned Show here on the number one station.
You tuned in to the Dave and Ned Show only on XFM.
Holla, 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 holla. Yeah, we're back here on another level. It's a new month.
Yeah.
Everything is new. It's the second.
Second what?
Second of March, man. What's wrong with you, man?
All right.
I see you left your brain back in February.
Oh, you mean you left your brain back in February? Oh,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, I see you.
Or you even agreeing that you left it there? Oh,
so,
I understand.
Yeah,
man.
Don't come just.
Yeah, so everybody, what up? What it do? We're back again right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is what?
Hot music!
As you all know, yeah, we're back with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With your boys here on the number one station, where Christ music is hot music. Here on Active FM, we're family.
We your family.
Yeah. So Mr. Dow.
Yeah, what up, man?
I'm trying to introduce yourself, man.
How can I introduce myself while they already know that I'm DJ Dash?
No, man. Yeah, there, you see, you introduced yourself. So that's Mr. DJ Dash.
Mr. DJ Dash?
Yeah.
That doesn't roll,
oh,
man.
So hold it right there. So you're not Mr.
Wait.
Oh,
it's
so
either
you're
Mr.
Missing.
Dave. It's either Mr. Dave or DJ Dash.
Oh.
Not Mr. DJ Dave.
Okay.
What's
okay.
that?
Okay.
Two
okay.
titles in okay. one.
Yeah, man.
What's wrong with you?
You are all in one,
that's
man.
That's a promotion. Right there.
Exactly. Yeah. So you must know, man.
Yeah, you I must know right man. There, man.
And
that's
me,
how we roll.
Mr. DJ Nay. That is me.
Yo.
DJ Nay.
That's a lot.
Mr. Yeah. DJ must
Nave.
Know. Mm. Or you answer DJ Nay.
Say DJ Nay.
Yeah. So I'm DJ Nay. Yeah. So you here with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave. Get it, you're thinking. What's wrong with you, man? It's Feb.
I'm smiling, what's wrong with you?
I got you.
I'm busy embracing my smile.
See,
there, you're asking me what's wrong with
you
me.
You didn't even get what I said.
What did you say?
No, it's fine.
You
Let's
said
continue.
You DJ Dash and I'm DJ Nave.
And then after that.
Look at him, he's smiling. That's what you say.
And then
you say it, and then.
Then
you say,
It's fine, let's go, continue, yeah.
You said, let's go, continue, yeah. Yeah, man, everybody, you know how we roll right here on the number one station. As you all know that I'm DJ Dash and he's DJ Nave right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. And we're hitting it up, everybody, every single Friday morning. We wake you up with some
ba-ba-boom,
with some Futolicious.
Licious.
Futolicious.
Hey. Delicious. You gotta hit them photo.
I'm party.
On another level.
Levels.
Y'all in the morning.
And all you know that
time. Nah.
6 a.m. Nah.
Yeah.
6 a.m.
With the coffee.
The coffee.
Or tea.
Or tea.
You know some people love tea. Eh?
Or some biscuit.
Eh?
I want
okay,
milk.
That's so random, man. Eh, you know what?
I want some milk, my man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I thought I heard some other stuff. No, it's good. Let's keep that.
That's what you were waiting for. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, man.
I'll hit you at the back of your
Mr.
head.
Dave, man.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Dave, what are you talking about today, man?
Yeah, so everybody, today we're going to be talking about dealing, how to deal with temptations.
How to deal with temptations.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be tackling on how to deal with temptations, on how you can deal with temptations. Yes, temptations will come. But how do you deal with them?
Yeah.
You cannot prevent them, but you can deal with them. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Because it's something that comes. So you cannot say, today, you know what? I'm going to block this temptation from coming. No, it's going to come. The question is, how do you deal with it?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So everybody, you got to be tuned in. You got to be putting your ear right on the radio. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right on the radio. Or in those earphones or right next to your phone. Because that's what we're going to be talking about today. Everybody, without wasting any much time, DJ Nev, what we're going to be talking right now?
We're going to give them something juicy, something pumped up, something which is gazelle delicious, which is Christ music. Why? Because it's hot
music.
Enjoy.
Uh-huh. Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilley, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Holla, 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 back, yeah, we're back, we beep, 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 beep. Yeah, 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 awesome stuff. So, Mr. Dave.
Yeah.
It's, like, really interesting, man.
It is, eh?
Just like those DJ drops, man. I don't know who you tuned in with,
a DJ, what?
Yeah, on Active FM.
Well, Christ music is what? Is what?
Music.
Mr. Dave,
don't you want to give them some news updates, you know?
Oh, news updates, everybody, is that DJ Dash and DJ Never back in the studio.
On the 2nd of March. So that's like the first news update. So how does that feel, man?
Oh, that feels great, Mike. So, hey.
It's actually great to be back, you know, in the studio on the second day of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw his head was about to turn. He's about to say, okay, what are you saying now? The second day. Yeah, but right there, it's good to be back in the studio on the second day of the month, which is the 2nd of March.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard some rhyming in there. Right. Yeah, but that's the first news.
I heard nothing.
The DJ boys are in there.
You want the DJ boys?
DJ boys, are you not a boy?
I'm not a boy, I'm a man, man. I'm going to be grown up here.
DJ man.
Yeah.
DJ man.
That's more like it.
Okay, you're DJ.
But
man,
without wasting any time, everybody, with the news updates, is that we have a man that has been sentenced for 21 years in prison with dealing with drugs. So more of that, a 33-year-old man was this week sentenced to 21 years in prison after being convicted on charges of dealing with narcotics. And for being in possession of a fraudulent identity document, illegal immigrant Kenekuchu Paul Nondu. Has been arrested on two occasions by Ekurhuleni Metro Police. Yeah.
Two occasions. Ah, man. After the first one, I've already learned, man.
For some people, prison is like a home. You know what I'm saying? It has become a home.
It sounds like some people who have made school home. They've made school home. And guess what? They celebrated at the dog show.
You know, other role, man. That's how it is for some people these days.
Yeah.
They don't want to get out of school.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. But also, we have that the city of Cape Town saga. Yay. As we all know that Cape Town is facing a big, humongous drought.
Yeah.
And, you know, it got to a point whereby people are starting to pray for water, man.
Yeah.
You know, we understand that we pray for war to be prevented from coming to South Africa or to wherever we are. You know what I'm saying? But now when it gets to a point whereby you pray for water, you know what I'm saying? The situation is really hard right there. And that's what we're facing right there in Cape Town. It's hectic that the water is like down and out. And before the drought got extreme, there was a countdown, actually. There was a countdown. Actually, people were given a limit of 84 liters.
Yeah.
84 liters for the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That. And then the next day, you get another 84 liters to spend.
Just to save water.
Yeah.
That was rough, man.
That was rough indeed.
Very rough. I can imagine. Imagine being in that state. But you know what's the funny thing? It actually brings the thought. It brings back the thought of, you know, in your situation, the tough times that you are in, God can still use those tough times, guess what, to bring you closer to Him. Now same thing with them, guess what, they're praying for water. At the end of the day, what are they doing? They're communicating with their Creator. And guess what is their Creator doing? He's making a plan to make sure that they're talking to Him. So what did He do? He sent a drought so that they can turn to Him. I mean, look at it. There's a drought. What are you going to do in that drought? How are you going to get water? You know, the only way to get water is your creator. Why? Because he's the one that brought that water. He's the only one that made that water in the first place. So yeah. If you want water, what do? Turn to him. Which is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like thinking right there, man. Yo, they're in a good spot. You know why? Okay, they're in a bad spot, which is good. It's bad because there's less water, yeah. But it's good because they're communicating with their creator. Hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So it shows that there's hope coming through, and people, they see their hope from above. You get what I'm saying?
But yeah.
Also, a war came to town in a war came to town in Eastern Cape when a police officer who survived. This was on the 24th of February 2018. A police officer survived this week an attack on Nova Police Station in Eastern Cape.
This is amazing.
Yeah. So there's been an attack whereby a police officer in the Nova in Eastern Cape was attacked.
Yeah.
So he crawled his way to find help.
Yeah.
We crawled all the way to find his rescue and to find some treatment at a certain area. But yeah, there are attacks going on all around, as we all know that the times that we're living in are rough. And
yo, it is rough.
It is rough. People are killing each other like nobody's business. Even police officers are being attacked. Like that's a crime on another level. It's like breaking the law on extreme. You get what I'm saying? Like breaking the law on steroids.
Yo.
You're on steroids to break the law. You know what I'm saying, right there. So that's really sad news. And there's been a whole lot of incidents that have been happening in Eastern Cape, where you find a lot of police officers being shot, or find a lot of people being convicted of crime and murder and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Not only in Eastern Cape, but all over the country. And you get more politicians being shot down, gunned down, and all that stuff, and it's been hectic.
Yeah,
the war has really come to town, man.
That is a reflection of something, you know that?
Yeah.
It's a reflection of something. In fact, it's a reflection of the spiritual, and the spiritual is affecting the physical. Okay, like, if you actually explain it, I mean, something that's awesome is we were made for a purpose. So we all have a purpose that we're made for, but the reason why you got people that are attacking other people is because they're malfunctioning.
Mm.
They're trying to do something that they were not created to do.
Yeah.
It's just like taking an iPhone and trying to make it swim. What are you going to do to the phone?
You're
going to destroy it.
Exactly.
Busy destroying each other. Why? Because we are trying to do things that we are not meant to do.
Yeah.
As a result, we're destroying each other.
And you may know that people are doing these kind of things is because they haven't discovered their purpose yet.
Yeah.
And people are killing each other, as we all know that. And we also experienced that our president has been changed here in South Africa.
Yeah.
And we welcome the new president, President Cyril Ramaphosa, is the new president, and saying goodbye to President Jacob Zuma, the former President Jacob Zuma. And that was it right now, right there. And yeah, we're looking forward to his leadership and what he has for the country. And we have to keep on praying for him as well, and so that we can allow the power of God to lead him, you know what I'm saying, in what he does and what he's doing currently.
Yo, man, guess what? I heard that the value of the rand went up.
What?
Like what? Yay, that's already...
You know, I also heard
immediate
that.
Effect. Whoa. Yeah. Yay, immediate effect on like, in fact, that... Hit my brain.
You know, I also don't know how true this is, but I heard that VAT has also increased from 14% to 15%.
I heard that also.
What? Things are happening on another level.
Yay!
Immediately, like, VAT goes up. And
man.
Oh, my money is going to be deducted right now. Value added tax. Yay!
Yeah,
that's on another level, and people gotta be keeping an eye on that. And I haven't heard anybody complaining about it.
Yeah.
Or even the rent going
up. No, man. You see,
yeah.
I'm sure it's gonna be normal now. Normal. As time goes on, then it's gonna be like, oh, yeah. But
or is it because people haven't been paid yet, so they don't know what impact it has on the salary? I think, I don't know, but God forbid that doesn't happen.
We are approaching the end of the month, you know that, eh?
Yeah. So, mostly people have been paid. Been paid. What am I saying? It's like the second today.
A lot of people are saying we are approaching the end of the month. the end of the month is around the corner, man.
Yeah, but
how I can remember January. Man.
Yeah,
it's just here.
Yeah.
Gonna feel it.
But anyway,
it is here.
It is done.
You probably didn't feel it in Feb. You see,
yeah.
You didn't feel it in Feb. That's why I do not complain.
Yeah, so everybody, that's it for the news updates right there with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nev. Yeah, so right now, what are we going to be doing? We're going to be dropping something for ya that's going to get you on another level, that's going to get you pumped up and get you excited, because it's our aim exactly to get you excited and to give you the exclusives of what you really want. So everybody, with that said and done, listen up to the news.
We
got a double portion for you. We got a double portion.
So we got an ad coming for you, and then we are give you the music.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Holla, back, yeah, we're back. We know that you enjoyed that ad. You enjoyed the ad.
Yeah.
The ad, you know, the ad break. That ad break, 2 minute ad break, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it impacts your ears. You actually get to hear some news and also hear a couple of things that are happening out there. Yeah, which is what we want to do. So, Mr. Dave, concerning music, you know.
Yeah, so everybody, we have Matthew Parker. What am I saying,
Peter
right?
Parker.
Yeah, there's this
thinking
book.
Of Spider-Man or something. I'm sorry.
So, we have Matthew Parker, Bigger Picture.
If you got, it's one if of you're the on songs,
that,
man.
If you're on that dance move and all that stuff, have that for you. And for the people that love hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? We have G-E-O-G-O right there with Ready to Go. Everybody,
ready to go, man. You must know, music. Man. And wait. Don't do it here, man. What? Can't just disappear like that, man. Gotta obviously tell them why they gotta listen to such music.
Yeah, you gotta listen to such music because it trains your brain to be on another level, you know what I'm saying? Spiritual maturity as well. Right there, you know what I'm saying? You get it rolling and out.
And you know something that's amazing is Christ music is better than the other music. You know why? Because it lifts your spirit up, man. You know, you're going to be down, and then after listening to it, you're like, yo, this is some good stuff, man. I actually feel better now. Plus, the message is on another level. Everything is pumped up for you. Delivered in one package.
Yeah.
What more would you want?
Oh, nothing.
Wouldn't want anything more, man. I prefer listening to Christ music. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That is me right there.
Yeah.
I prefer listening to Christ music. Why? Because it has affected my life and impacted me to a point where I'm like, I prefer my life now with Christ music in it than before. Before, you listen to a song and then you get depressed, man. You listen to a song, next thing you're angry at people. And guess what? People did nothing to you. It's a song that you're listening to. But you know, my life right now, I'm enjoying it. Why? Because there's Christ music involved.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how it is, everybody. You gotta be motivated each and every single morning when you're listening to a song. You gotta listen to a song that's gonna motivate you and inspire you. You get what I'm saying? You can't just listen to something that's gonna be sweating at you, right?
No,
I don't want to listen to a song where I'm gonna be sweated. I get what I'm
saying?
So with that said and done, Matthew Parker with Bigger Picture right there. You gotta have a bigger picture. So with G-O-G-E-O, with Ready Go. Listen up.
Yeah, so lost in my own little world, so blind and so nearsighted, I could. see past my own two hands. Oh, but you gave me a vision so I could see eternity. Your bigger picture, your bigger plan.
After the approval of a fallen world, now I see us do this for the glory and the limelight. We're trying to put the wind in our pockets, trying to stash cash in our coffins while we're rocking. Every ship in the sea is Titanic. One way to survive is raise your white flag. Time to panic. Did Jesus take control of this life? Thinking that you got it in control is a lie. Surrender isn't weak, but it shows bones. These cowards walk right side, but we're blindfolded. Transformed, living in our sin, that's the old life. We gave it up, divorced in a world like an ex-wife. The next life is the focus now, build hype. Reject sin like a fly guy with the wrong type. What's the good life? Christ living in every believer. We all need somebody to love, but we're not Justin Bieber. Yeah, I reckon my life is not one session. I'm on the spot, I gotta make it count for the record. Yeah, I reckon, been ready from the get-go. This life is not mine, white flag, so I let go. They never told me about the challenges of this narrow road, that one wearing bandages. Now it's war every day, spirit, flesh. But only one has gotta lose, how about the flesh?
I wanna be used by everyone. I must stay in his word, nza pailila. Crazy for the sake of Christ, nza sabaila. Kulebe china jile kumutima, paka kazuba kazime, ni Yesu kulebe wina. Ujusi moyo wanga, nabweza kuli mwine Yesu madesana. I know I got nothing to lose, kukonka eve. I'm ready to go, I'm ready kuti mwine seven says, so let's go.
I wanna be inspired, be inspired. I wanna be used by you for your glory. I wanna be used by you, used by you.
Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music.
Holla, 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 back here, yeah, we back with the session, getting into it. I know you people, man, you people are like, you know what, everything is like so on another level, eh?
Mm-hmm.
The structure is so different, man.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what, that was just the intro.
Oh.
And you already loved it.
Yeah.
You love the whole intro. And guess what, we're gonna get into it now.
Yeah.
We are like literally going to get into it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You still remember what we were talking about, eh?
Yeah, so we're talking about dealing with temptations. That's what we're talking about today. And everybody, you gotta get whooped into that.
Yeah. So, Mr. Dave, mm-hmm. like reflecting at your life concerning temptations.
Yeah.
What can you say?
You know, concerning temptations are things that are always gonna be there.
Yeah.
Like, we look at it as something that's always gonna be attacking. Temptation is going to be coming through and just hitting you left and right without you realizing. You get what I'm saying? But
yeah.
The question is, how do you deal with it? How will you deal with the temptation that will come to you? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because even our Lord Jesus Christ was tempted, as we all know. The creator of heaven and earth was tempted. But the question was he tempted or not? No. The question is, how did he deal with the temptation?
Mm.
As we read as well in the Bible there, he was able to overcome that temptation even when the devil was trying to tempt him to turn the stone into bread. Mm. He was able to quote the word of God. So what do you do? What do you have to say to the devil that, hey, devil, you know what, I'm not going to do this because I have the reference of this and that, not to do that. You know what I'm saying? What do you have as a defense to defend deal with the temptation that you are facing?
Yeah, that's amazing stuff from Mr. Dave right there. And you know, just reflecting, you know, adding on to what you said, reflecting at my own life as well. Yeah, like you said, temptations will always be there.
Yeah.
You know, they come in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, for some people, temptation is food, eh? Yeah. They get tempted 24/7. If I can put it that way. Guess what? First day, 24 hours, getting tempted. Yeah, chocolate. The whole day, mama, chocolate. Second day, cake. Cake, day, chicken.
You know, for some people, temptation has been allowed to be an addiction.
Yo.
It has got to be an addiction. Why? Because a temptation is, that temptation of that thing was just to be attempted once. You get what I'm saying?
Yo.
I just wanted to do it once. It's a temptation and I allow it once. Not realizing that it's going to, at the end of the day, become an addiction.
Yeah,
if you don't set your mind in the right place, if you just allow the temptation to play you around and mess you around as you please, you know what I'm saying? It's just gonna mess you up.
Yeah.
So, how do you deal with it, Mr. Nick? Would you like to give us some points and some clues or some solutions, if I may put it that way, on how to deal with that temptation?
Okay, so like I'm gonna take it to my side, man.
Yeah.
Reflecting at my life, this is how I actually got to actually deal with temptation. You know, like temptations were there. I remember from when I was born to grade, I still experienced temptation, but it's not that bad, you see. But it used to be that bad from when I was born up to about grade 10, see. Now, it was bad to a point where when the temptation comes, I'll go for it, man.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny, man? You know, when it comes to temptation concerning food, hey, the money is there, man. So you like, buy, man, buy. But now as I am speaking, man, temptation is not there. And guess what? I need the cash. And guess what? It's not there when I need it all the time. Thank God it was there.
Yeah.
But like, looking at the solutions, something that I had to do was focus on God, you know. Focus on God. There's a lot of things that we want to do ourselves, but we will never be able to do it unless we focus on God.
Yeah,
why?
Right.
Because we were created for a purpose, and what we're trying to do is not going to be able to fit into our will unless the person who created us allows it to happen. See? So, like, temptations. Even Jesus had to pray, man.
Yeah.
Jesus got tempted.
Yeah.
And guess what? He had to refer back to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us, what do we do when we get tempted? Oh, you get tempted and you think about it. You want to operate according to your own strength, man. You know, you want
to
help.
Try to entertain it.
Yeah,
and
man.
Stuff,
man. You want to rely on your own strength and your own abilities. But Jesus never done that. Never relied on his own strength. He referred back to the Bible. You know, and that's something that I had to do. In order for me to get rid of the temptations, I had to focus on God. And it's something that they used to tell me. When you got worries, you got burdens in your heart, you got temptations and all those funny stuff that can happen. In order for you to guard your heart, what do? You go to the altar and place it at the cross and let the blood of the Lord Jesus take care of every single thing. And what do? You just focus on God.
You know,
take care of those stuff.
You know, for some other people, focusing on God would be just reading the Bible and not doing anything about it. But that's not what we're talking about. Focusing on God is you taking the Bible, taking the Word, and meditating on it.
Yeah.
Basically, it's you applying what the Word of God is instructing you to do. In fact, what God is instructing you to do through the Bible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I used to be one of those people. Even sometimes it gets me whereby I read the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling myself that I'm gonna do this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But because I haven't set my mind, I haven't switched my mind on that position whereby I'm gonna say that I'm gonna read this, and thereafter let me not just keep it as knowledge. Let me apply it.
Yeah.
Because it's all even with Jesus, he didn't just know the scripture.
Yeah.
He knew the scripture, he meditated on the scripture, but when the time came to apply the scripture, he applied it.
Yeah.
But most of the times when we're tempted and we have the tools on how to apply that, on how to apply what we have learned, we don't apply it. What we just take it. Why? Because this thing looks good and this thing looks beneficial in our eyes, in our own sight. Because things may look good on a man's eye, but at the end of the day, they lead to the wrong path. They lead to the wrong road, the road of destruction.
Yeah.
That's why we need to be able to be geared up. As Mr. Nash said, that it's important that we pray as Jesus prayed.
Yeah.
Whenever he's tempted, the devil could have tempted. It was like, he had a reason to turn that stone into bread.
Yeah.
Because come on, he's been fasting for over 40 days. And now he's hungry. He's hungry right there. And this guy just came with an idea right here.
Hey.
Just came with an idea, like, wow, yeah.
Yeah,
you see, you say
that's funny.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the devil would do.
Yeah,
we'll tempt you with something that you know that you really need, that he knows that you really need.
Yeah,
at that point, in fact, some things you don't need, but he would look at it and like, okay, anyways, you will want this thing, you will want to do this thing.
Yeah,
so he found the problem, he found the reason. He tried to give Jesus a reason to turn that stone into bread.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's been fasting. So if he turns this the stone into bread, so therefore you'll be able to satisfy his fleshly desires or his stomach, so that he can be full.
Yeah, that's true. Eh? And I'm like thinking right there, if you had to say to someone, someone who's actually addicted to it. Why? Because of temptations, and they went for it, and then they got hooked. They can't come out of it. If you have to mention weed, guess what's going to happen? Their heart is going to be pumping. Why? Because the temptation is there. Yeah. They need to get this stuff, man. They need to get this stuff. But you know, they actually don't realize that there is a malfunction. And the reason why it's a malfunction is because We were not created to be controlled by weed. Weed wasn't supposed to control us.
Yeah.
You know, got people that they say drugs. Oh my gosh. Hey.
You've touched that spot.
Yo. They already thinking that white powder, I need it. Why? Because the powder's controlling them. You got people that alcohol is controlling them. But all of those things is temptations.
Yeah.
Temptations that the devil knows. This guy is going to want this. And guess what? I'm going to tempt him. And guess what? You fall for the temptations.
And most of us, we know that those things are going to stuff us up. But anyways, yeah, we go for it when it's presented to us.
Yeah.
We know exactly, without us doing them, we know already that this thing is going to take my life. It's going to destroy me. And we have seen it happen to other people. And we know how it has treated other people. But yet, we still step into it when the devil presents it to us. We still step in and be like, hey, you know, this looks good. So, why don't I just step into it and just touch a taste?
Yeah.
Just once, it won't hurt. That's the mindset that we always have, that, hey, just once. Just one pull, just one sniff,
no,
just one sip,
no.
I'll just let go. Then after, one sip turns to another sip, one sniff turns to another sniff, one pull turns to another pull. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm.
So we know the attack and the effect on that attack. But when you have the resource and ready to attack when the temptation comes, you hear what I'm saying? You're never going to go wrong.
Yeah.
Because you prepare.
Yeah. Mm. And you know, temptations are connected to sin, eh?
Yeah.
So you gotta analyze those stuff also. Temptations are connected to sin. You find that you are tempted and then you do it, and guess what? You sinned. And sin is bad. It causes death. You know, just to give you an example, you take a stove. How many people will you hear say that, you know what, I'm gonna just, you know, just take a tip, you know, just touch the tip, you know, when the stove is on. They're like, you know what, let me just have a sip on how hot the stove is, you know. Mm. Let me just touch the. No one will do that because they know that thing is gonna burn.
Yeah.
And it's gonna burn the fingers whether they like it or not. So they're not gonna do it.
Yeah.
Why? Because they know it causes destruction. Gonna show them flames.
But now when you see with us people, we know that that thing is gonna it's gonna burn us. But yet what we do, we always have a strategy.
Yeah.
You stick your fingers on your tongue just to get it wet right there. Yeah, so when you touch it, just hit the speed or the saliva there. Not your skin. But we know exactly the results or the consequences of falling into temptation.
Yeah.
Yes, temptation is gonna come. And it's something that's going to come. It's just like offense.
Yeah.
Offense is something that's... You're going to be offended by people that you trust the most. You're going to be offended by people that you believe in. That you think that, this one won't offend me. You know what?
He
cares about me.
Yeah.
This one... That's going to happen. But now, the question is, how do you deal with such things? How would you deal with such things when they really come? That's how it is.
Hey, true that. And you know, the reason why I actually said, you know, temptations are connected to sin is because sin comes before a fall. You know, you get tempted before you fall.
Mm.
Now, it's either you're going to go for the sin and guess what? You fall.
Mm.
Or you're going to decide to ignore the sin and you actually don't fall. But now, check this out. This is like interesting, eh?
Yeah.
You know, sin, a lot of people mistaken sin as the devil. You're like, sin is the devil, you know. Sin is the devil. No, man, sin is not the devil. No. Something that's funny is...
It's a tool the that devil, the devil uses.
Yeah, he uses that. You know why? Because he knows that it's going to actually attract most of the people. Now, when you look at the devil used to be an angel, man.
Mm.
An angel that make music. Oh, who wouldn't want to do that, man? He's making music. And you know what was funny? The devil also experienced sin. Sin came to the devil. And you know what's the difference between the devil and Jesus? The devil fell for the sin. And guess what? He went for it. He went for it when he wasn't supposed to go for it. And then destruction came. Now he was cast out of heaven. That was the devil. Now the devil was a victim to sin. That's something that we mustn't forget. The devil was also a victim to sin. Just like we are a victim to sin. You know, temptation comes and all those stuff. Same thing with the devil, you experienced it. But now, not only the devil experienced it, there's two pictures here. The devil experienced it and he decided to go for it.
And what happened to him? Got cast out of heaven. Because God doesn't want someone with that type of character. Jesus experienced the same thing. And what did he do? He decided not to go for it. And guess what? He's in heaven. And anyone that actually accepts Christ will go to heaven through Christ.
You know, it's like that person who knows that if I do drugs or smoke in my workplace and the policies or the terms and conditions are that I shouldn't smoke at work or I shouldn't do any illegal stuff or bring any illegal weapons in the workplace. If I do that, then I'll be fired. But people know that they will be fired when they bring that into the workplace. But at the end of the day, they still do it. You know what? It's not about what comes to you. It's about how you deal with what comes to you. You know what I'm saying? Because some things you can't control. Some things are just going to happen. Some things are just going to they're just gonna pop in.
Yeah.
They're just going to pop up and you can't stop them from happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it's you dealing with whatever that is thrown at you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, man. That's like very true. Yeah. This was like an amazing session, man. It was an amazing session. We tackled all the different stuff, man. Tackled all the different areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mr. Dave, any last words for the audience?
Yeah, blank.
That's like the last words, blank. Yeah. Yeah. So any last words? No, for the audience, Dave.
Wow. Last words is the last words.
Don't come to stop you, man. That's what you do.
Yeah, but anyways, everybody, you know that temptation is something that's going to come through. It's always going to be there. But the question is, how do you deal with it? Are you going to fall for it? Or are you going to be able to overcome it by you being prepared for it when it comes? You know what I'm saying? It's not about what is thrown at you. It's about how you handle it. What is thrown at you.
Yeah. It's about how you respond to it.
Your attitude you towards it. Yeah, that's right.
True that. Yeah, so Mr. Dave, man. Yeah. How you gonna do this, man? What are we gonna do right now?
Yeah, right now, everybody, as you all know, is that.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy.
Don't sleep on the show, man. It's you. Mr. Dave, don't sleep on the show, man. This year I haven't slept. Today, no, man. This year I haven't slept. You always come here yawning.
2018, I haven't done that, man. Come just stop here.
But now you're admitting that you've done it before.
2017 stuff. We left it in 2017. Yeah, well,
I understand. Yeah, I get you.
New flavor.
I see what
new show, new structure.
You're trying to run away from it.
No! I'm not trying, man. No, what I tell the people, they tell me they're trying.
What?
Trying is a friendly way of saying no.
Oh.
So, I don't try.
All right.
I do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't do it in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it. Yeah.
But does that mean that you're not going to do it?
Ah, that does mean that I'm not going to do it because I haven't done it. Exactly.
Yeah, so everybody, we're going to give it up for JC with the songs. Eh? We are one Africa. So everybody, give it up for JC. Yeah, listen to the music.
How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man, yeah, to see the unification of all Africa.
A collage of capabilities, so heavy they fall to earth from the limitless sky and leave craters. We are creators, recreating a culture, uprooting trees that have been homes to vultures, vouching for ourselves. Confidence is a product we're stacking up our shelves, and the world around us will pay full price for our wisdom on how to be boundless. From the conversations in coffee plantations to restaurants where cups filled with mochas are the focus of the upper echelon, we tell stories as we live them. It's like we're decorating the beautiful black galaxy with our beautiful black hands as we lift them up in praise. Yes, hands are raised. We match the rays of the sun with eyes that watch the rays of sons and daughters. I'm convinced of what I can give despite what I can get from it. We are the melody of Masekela's trumpet. We are the fifth string on Oliver's guitar. And we are united as one. But we sleep on our potential with no sense of alarm. And what makes you think that just because you build individually and then throw stones in the glass house, that won't break us? It will. And separating ourselves one from another plagues us. Our razor sharp tongues cut at our credibility like we aren't even able to speak a single word to save us. We cried for African freedom. Now we cry at embassies for green cards to enslave us. Did fella die for nothing? Did fella die for nothing? Since when did our legends die for us to hate us? It's time to elevate us, and love will raise a glass and celebrate us. No foreign aid will serenade us. We are the reverse effect you won't reject, but rather inject the drug known as the future that portrays us. The future that portrays us.
Africa unite. Africa united. Unite for the benefits of your people. Unite for rich haters and hating. Unite for the benefit of your children. Unite for rich haters and hating. Africa awaits gladiators. Africa awaits gladiators. Africa, your life will fight the cornerstone. Unite for the
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at
011-493-9755.
Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
We're back again on the number one station, the Active FM. Our Christ music is hot music with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Name.
Yo.
I know that was too much. It caused you to go yo.
Aloha.
What?
Yeah, man.
I know, man. It's levels, man.
Levels of what? Don't come to levels.
It's levels of speaking, man. It's wrong with you, man. Come just tell you.
There's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with what you say. Which what's I don't wrong? Know what it is.
Exactly. So don't make your problem my problem. There's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, man. But how is the song, man? How's the song? We are one Africa.
We are one, man. Africa.
Yeah.
United.
That is an interesting song, man.
United.
It's a song that brings about unity.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Brings about the awesomeness. You get what I'm saying?
Awesomeness.
JC right there. Yeah, you got it right now. You got it right there. That is an awesome song. That is an interesting song.
Yeah.
I gotta change this voice because I'm about to cough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was an awesome run.
Yeah, you your levels, man. Yeah. Your levels. So, Mr. Dave.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, just got a question, man. Probably a two question.
I'm ready for it.
I almost hit the two question.
Let's not the question. Let's hope the question. It's not a tempting question. Say it.
The question mustn't be a tempting question.
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, man.
What because is I know traction? How to deal with it. You because like I know deal? How to deal with temptation, so don't bring about the tempting question.
Okay. So my question is, what instructions would you give the audience out there in terms of how to handle temptation?
Well, I cannot give any instructions, but I can give advice.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because instructions is something that you are expected to follow.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give something that you will be expected to follow.
Yeah.
But I want to give you something that you can use so that you can be able to avoid things that are that would just come out of the blue.
Yeah.
Like temptations.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Some people aren't supposed to be eating sugar, but they will be eating it.
Yeah.
Some people would just give in to eating sugar. Even then they know that if you eat it, you're going to get some stuff. Not everybody is restricted from eating sugar. But what I'm going to say is that looking from my life is that you got to be able to, you got to be connected each and every single time. Mm-hmm. You got to be connected with what? Wi-Fi? No. Bluetooth? No. No. You ain't got to be connected with that. But what I'm saying is that you got to be connected with God in prayer.
Yeah.
Because that's the way that you're going to be able to overcome. Because he has overcome it already. So now when you are connected to him, you are able to overcome what has been overcome already. Why? Because there is greatness within you. So therefore, there is nothing that will stop you from overcoming something that has already been overcome.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? So there, with you being connected with somebody that has already overcome that thing, so you are able to overcome because you share the same power. Yeah, or the same power that has overcome that temptation has been deposited inside of you. So there is nothing that can stop you or can block you from overcoming something that has already been overcome, right? Because you don't have to put any more effort right there or much effort into overcoming something that has already been overcome.
Yeah.
So that's just a few tips on how you can deal with it.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. Overcome. Overcome.
Yeah, you gotta overcome. Yeah, that is a whole lot of overcoming.
Yeah. Overcome for the overcome.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that people get it. You get what I'm saying? You gotta get it. Because if you're not getting it, and if you don't get it, you're not gonna do it right.
Yeah.
So you gotta get it. Get it.
So right there, you get it.
Yeah.
You gotta overcome.
Don't cut it. Get it.
Yeah, cut it. Get it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Awesome stuff, yeah. Which is true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you got problems, who would you want to go to? Would you want to go to someone who doesn't know everything about the problems that you're going through? Or would you want to go to someone who actually knows how to solve the problems that you're going through?
Exactly.
Yeah. So
that's a very good question right there.
Yeah, right there, the Lord himself knows what you're going through. So what is the best solution? The best solution is to run to him. Run to him instead of doing your own version, your own stuff that you want to do, you know. Yeah. Something that I can say is, as people, you know, as normal human beings, we want to do our own way. Yo, that's like one. In fact, that's one of the temptations. People want to do their own stuff, man. Yo, that's like a temptation, man.
Like, it even becomes hard to listen to instructions, right? Because they've implanted this superhero mentality to say, I can do it all.
Yo.
You know, I don't need anybody else to tell me what to do.
It's a daily temptation, that one.
Hey,
and it's not a daily temptation for one person. It's a daily temptation for everybody, everyone, man.
Yeah.
They get tempted every single day to their own stuff, man.
Now, it's not about what is being thrown at you, like I said. It's about how you handle what is being thrown at you.
True that.
Yeah.
True that. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Day, man, reflecting at your life, man.
Yeah.
What area of your life have you ever been tempted the most that you can share with the audience? I know, man.
Yeah, there have been a lot, man.
I know, man.
Pick one, man. Yeah. You know, even trying to pick right now, it's even hard.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because there have been a lot of them.
Yeah.
That have been tempted in a whole lot of areas, man. And some of them I've given in. And some of them I've been able to overcome. Why? Because I prepared my day on that day. You know what I'm saying? Because I prepared myself for that day. You know what I'm saying? Because I had done quiet time on that day.
Yeah.
So therefore my day was already prepared. Was already prepared in advance. But there are a lot of things.
Just pick one, man. See that specific one. Think about it. Yeah, it's in your mind, man.
You know,
got it right there.
That's right. By saying you got it right there, it just popped in.
Exactly.
Look, so this time I was in a taxi. I was in grade 7 or grade 8.
Yeah.
No, I was in grade 8, and that time I was still in Cape Town. I was still living in Cape Town, and I was in a taxi. I chose the front seat.
I see where it's going. Yeah.
So there was something that I've always wanted.
Yeah.
And it was right there.
Yeah.
And the driver wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I had a chance. That was my chance. Yeah. And I wanted that thing.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting it for days.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get it. Why? Because I didn't have the money to get it.
Yeah.
But it was right there.
Uh-huh.
It was a MP3 player. Yay. See that one that is also a USB.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have one of them.
Yeah, I got one of them, man.
Those old MP3 players that you can play music at the same time using it as a USB.
Yeah, so yeah.
It was right there. And I've been wanting that thing. I'm like, no, man. There's no one in the taxi. I'm the only one there. And the driver is busy calling people in.
Yeah.
So here, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take it, get out of the taxi, go and wait for another taxi.
Yeah.
So that is exactly what I did. I took it, man. The temptation came because it's something that I wanted. Remember?
Yeah.
It's something that I wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw the opportunity.
Yeah.
And the temptation came.
Yeah.
So when the temptation came, I fell for it.
Yeah.
I fell for it. So I took it, chucked it in my bag. It came back. I think I forgot my money. I think I lost my money. So I got out of the taxi. But now, something weird happened after a few weeks. I was going to school. Now, it was in the same taxi that I had taken that MP3. So, after that, I was holding like 40 rand, and 120 rand was for me to pay for the taxi, and then obviously I'll get some change off it. And then the other one was for me to purchase a ticket so that I can get to school, a train ticket so that I can get to school.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know how it happened. I mixed up all that money. Even that 20 rand for the ticket was chucked into the money that was supposed to go to the driver.
Oh.
So now everybody is asking, there's an extra 20 rand here. My mind is gone. I didn't even think that it was mine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like my thought or whatever that it was mine. I was thinking, then thereafter, when I searched my pocket, I'm like, oh, man. I got back to that driver, the same one that I stole the MP3 from.
Yeah.
I think the 20 rand that they were busy asking, it's mine. I put it there by mistake.
Yeah.
I put it there by mistake. But then, because English was a difficulty, so it was a challenge. It was like a temptation for me to go and ask them. So I was like, I'm sorry, sir. That 20 rand that you're asking, it's mine. I put it there on purpose. Why? Because I didn't understand the word purpose, what it means. It was a fancy word. It sounded cool. So I put it there on purpose. The kid was like, what? You put it there on purpose. So put it on purpose. So what was the aim if we were putting it there on purpose?
Yeah.
So which means I intended to put it there. That's how we understood it.
Yeah.
But as for me, I was like thinking of some other things. You know, so that's how it is.
Yeah,
so
man.
That was my temptation there, and I fell for it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Right there, you got Mr. Dave went for a temptation and he fell for it.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, most of us, that's our story, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might not be an MP3 player, but that's our story. And we also got a choice to make.
Yeah.
Either go for it or ignore it.
Yeah.
So the choice is yours. Remember, Mr. Dave said it's about how you respond to the temptation.
Yeah.
So you better respond the right way. Yeah. So it's like amazing stuff. So Mr. Dave.
Yeah.
You know, I know we're going to come back for a closing session.
Yeah.
Yeah. But right there, what are we going to do, man? What are we going to do? Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody, as we all know, you have heard what we have to say. You have heard what we got for you, and we're going to obviously come back to shut it all down. But right now, we want to say to you that don't forget to go on our website, www.activefm.co.za, and get some amazing Shisa Ring hot, that's what I mean by Shisa Ring, hot shows right there. And go on our social media, Facebook, ActiveFM777, on Instagram at ActiveFM777, and on Twitter. I always say this, and I'm gonna say it again. Stop twitching and start tweeting. Go on Twitter at ActiveFM777 right there and get the awesome shows right there that we got for you. And don't forget to go on Active TV, that's on YouTube right there. Just type Active TV, the first one that you find there is the one. Yeah, Active TV. So catch us on a Saturday, every Saturday right there. We'll be live. You'll be able to see the faces that that are always, you know what,
talking behind the mic.
Behind the mic, you hear what I'm saying? Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah.
So that's what we got for you. Don't forget to go on iTunes as well. For those that are using iPhones, don't forget. We haven't forgotten about you. Active FM 777 right there.
Yeah,
you can get the awesome shows right there as well.
Yeah. And don't forget the David Nash Show.
Yeah.
Plays every single Friday at 6 a.m. It's morning show just for you guys.
For you.
And you know we love you guys. Yeah, we love your participation.
Your
we love
money.
The fact that you stay tuned into our show right there, which is an amazing, and I'm gonna say it again, amazing effort that you're placing right there. And yeah, we love you guys. Don't forget to tune in, you know. Yeah, we're still here for you guys. Yeah, DJ Dash and DJ Dream. Yeah, good lady. Going into the dictionary, aka DJ. Yeah, DJ Name. DJ Blade. Yeah, that's gonna be my nickname also. Yeah, but until next time, we love you guys.
Yeah. DJ Butterfield.
Yeah, DJ. I will slap you and you're gonna turn into a Butterfield. Your face.
Yeah. With that said and done, everybody. Yeah. Peace out.
thought you would change my world forever. But here we are, I'm ready to conquer. Ready to fight injustice like I'm fighting monsters. Life is black and blue, happy then it's sad. Just call it an adventure, then it ain't so bad. Together we touch the sky, wherever we go we fly. Forever we know adventures in the air tonight. In a land of buried mines and buried treasure. And this could be my last adventure. But I will take it, whether it be pain or pleasure. Life is black and blue, happy then it's sad. But if you call it an adventure, then it ain't so bad. Together we touch the sky, wherever we go we fly. Forever we know adventures in the air tonight.
Come alive.